Now they're all, nobody knows who they are, they're not people in the public arena. So this guy, Charles, supposedly worked for them for a long time because he had kind of like special abilities. He could sort out problems. He could sort out problems. I think probably he bumped a few people off. And Bill became a problem to the 33. Oh dear. And so Bill landed on Charles' desk as a problem to sort out. So Charles started to investigate Bill, get a bit of an angle on him, find out more about him. Eventually he contacted Bill, and lo and behold, Bill kind of like turned him round a little bit and managed to persuade him not to take any adverse action towards him. And eventually, after hours and hours and hours of conversation, they met up in person, and Bill filmed an interview with him on camera, although you can't see his face. And this is on the this is now on the Project Camelot website. It's about 50 minutes, well, it's about an hour long. And this guy goes into detail about how he's basically worked for these 33 families, the controllers of the world, and talks about the plans for planet Earth and how this conspiracy stretches back in time through thousands and thousands and millions of years. It's all very edgy stuff. And anybody who hasn't been exposed to this kind of stuff before probably just think it's, you know, completely and utter BS. I can understand that probably as well. But after you've spent some time, shit, just trotting a puddle. After you've spent some time in this community and taking in this information for years and years, your sense of surprise lessens, really, and you become accustomed to certain stuff. And a lot of stuff in the interview that this Charles talks about to do with population control and the human genome, and how the human genome has been nurtured, really. The basic story is that an ET race seeded humanity as a kind of experiment for us to develop, really, so they could nurture the human genome. Because they want something from it, there must be something in our genetic makeup that they need, perhaps in the future, I don't know. So make a really good science fiction film. And I think you could probably see elements of the story in a lot of science fiction films that have been released. Anyone in the alternative community would probably say that was the inside government slowly releasing, disclosing, letting the public know this information. Because also part of the rules of engagement for this controlling factor of Earth is that they don't keep things from humanity, from the normal guy in the street. If people want to look, there are clues in books, in monuments, in ancient civilizations. It's all there. It's just up to the people. It's up to people to put it all together, I suppose. It's not obvious, but it's there. I think over the last few years or so, with the more popularity of websites like this, Project Camelot, and of radio shows like Coast to Coast, which is really begun by a guy called Art Bell, and now it's taken over by, he's retired, he's it's taken over by somebody else. You've got people like Jeff Rentz, Kevin Smith in the US who do radio programs. That's just a small amount, really. There are hundreds of other ones. The Willy Streber, who came out in the early 80s with his abduction story, which was made into a movie. He now runs a website called unknowncountry.com, and it's one of the most popular ones you can go to. He does interviews as well. So there's loads of these websites that crops up over the last 10 years or so, and it really has become very popular. This alternative community has been built up. I'm just crossing another road here. Be careful. Okay. And so, there's much more opportunity now for writers of this material and for researchers to get out their materials to people. Which I suppose is a two-sided coin, really, because on the one hand, if it's good material, which is true, then it's good that more people listen to it. But if it's disinformation, stuff that's maybe been put out on purpose by provocateurs, charlatans, then it's diluting the real information with shit. So it becomes a bit of a chore, really, where you have to use your internal antennae to really detect whether the stuff you're listening to and watching is true or not true. I think you get a sense of, after a bit of time, you get a sense of how to do that, and you get a feel for material which is blatantly a lie, fabricated, and stuff which is more truer. So that's how I spend a lot of my time, really, just taking all that material in. I don't know why I do it. I really don't know why I do it. So I went into this material, it was back when I was a teenager. Just left school. David Icke, you know, he was all over the news because of what he was saying. He was misquoted in the media for saying he was the son of God. He was going wearing turquoise track suits, shell suits, looking like a real knob, going on the Wogan show. And that, for some reason, that appealed to me, because I thought there must be something in this if this guy's coming out and saying this. To see such a change in a person. I mean, no one's going to go out to purposely make themselves look like a complete dickhead unless they've got some sort of deep psychological problems. I mean, that may be true with David Icke, but surely after all these years, those psychological problems would have been worked out by now. Because he's been on the scene for a long, long time. I've got to watch it here because there's a big, massive lorry just coming out of the side road. And so, I think, you know, some people like David Icke got me into it, started reading his books, and even back then he was saying stuff about that the Earth would be exposed to a photon belt, and that we would line up with the galactic centre in 2012 or at some point in the future, which would change our energy, which would initiate a change in humanity into a more positive golden age, where we would gain skills like, you know, being able to create our own worlds and stuff like that, and you know, be able to read people's minds and have all these superhuman skills. He was saying that back then, and nobody else was saying it, because he was told this information by a psychic who he visited. And now, only in the last few years or so, probably the last 5 or 6 years, we've got this whole community of researchers who are saying exactly the same thing, that 2012 is special, something's going to happen, all the planets are lining up with the galactic centre. The last time this happened, the planet went through enormous changes, tectonic shifts and pole shifts and all the rest of it. All this ties in with all the research on Egypt and how old the Egyptians are, and how really there was a lost civilization going back before the Egyptians, that the Egyptians were handed, and that ever since really we've been declining as a race of beings. But really, in our distant past, humanity was a lot more evolved, a lot more spiritual, a lot more clued in than we are now. But that's about to change in the next few years. Maybe not right on 2012, but in the next 4 or 5 years, people are saying there's going to be huge changes. And David Icke was kind of like saying that back then. So that impressed me about him. That got me into the alternative community. Started reading books. It's just progressed from there. And once you get into this material, it's not really going any back. I'm going past the station now. I've got to be a bit quiet. People coming out. Yeah, so once you get into this material, there's no going back, really. You can't just leave it and say, right, that's it now. I won't read anymore. Because you want to know all the time, especially if you've got an inquiring mind, you want to know what we're not being told. You have a hunger for really knowing why the hell you're on this planet. So, it just carries on, really. A lot of people probably say, I'm wasting my time. People who listen to this stuff, just wasting the time. Wasting the time. Why don't you just watch TV? Why don't you watch the news? Nah, it's not for me. I'd rather be involved in something that's more close to the edge, that's more challenging than be involved in a mainstream religious dogma of Christianity and all the other religions, really. It's just really, in my view, they're just there to imprison humanity, imprison yourself as a person, and stop you looking out at the world. That's just my own view. I don't want anyone to get offended by that. That's just how I feel. I think there's some good stuff in the religions of the world. Some damn good stuff. Some damn wise stuff. But that's all wrapped up in this cloak of you must do this, you must do that. If you don't do this, you're going to end up here or there. You must obey this, must obey that. I don't buy all that.